In the daytime, radio scared of me.
Shut up and listen. The big time badass Cobras. Popping away at the pigs from the rooftops, done rides last summer. Oh, yeah. I know what you was into.
How's the new job coming along?
It's, all right.
All right. The word's out in the grapevine how much money you're making.
Well, nothing's changed about the gig except the bread.
But I used to know you when you thought making money was obscene. Making a contribution was your thing.
Well, there's no reason why I can't do both.
That's what I used to try to tell you, but you wouldn't listen. Since the war on poverty, all the social workers are making money.
Everyone except Paul.
Now, that's the old Dad.
Yeah.
But you have changed.
Yeah. This one's for the city.
Yeah.
T-Dot. Blew out the dirty general.
What up, what up?
This is handmade music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Check this out. Yeah. Hey, yeah. They waiting outside for ya. I feel sorry for ya. If you thought this was Detroit, New York, or Philadelphia. Nah, this is T-Dot. Next we got to the point where the text messages like the tech we got. Expect Luwap to stay true to it. Stuck to the drum like I put glue to it. Flow code Inuit, Inuit like disconcerted. You just been murdered and resurrected. We corrected. How's it pop that dough when we reflected? Check it. These A&Rs done took us for a joke.
Joke.
It's like you love to be broke. Like them sticks we smoke. These are bricks I wrote. And they sail via email, sort of like a boat. Now ain't that there something real funny? Watch me count all this cash money. And you get none from me. See, I used to freestyle. Now I charge you a fee, Mr. Industry. Sitting wondering, yo, why could this be? Should've kept your eye on the T, D-O-T. But you know we hustle with that street retail. We prevail when we lock sh- down. They don't see no bail. One for the money, two for the show, three to rock rhymes for people that know. Live from a place called T.O. My fellas get the cash, my ladies get the dough. It go one for the money, two for the show, three to rock rhymes for people that know. Live from a place called T.O. My fellas get the cash, my ladies get the dough. You heard them other rhymes and your other lines. They boast from coast to coast, but they get toast when I butter mines. They some real nice rappers, but what am I? I'm an MC to the fullest, not a lie. I'm the hype unsigned, ride a rhyme on the dotted line. Ride around on the subway line. Underground, bubbling, boiling, spitting heat on anointment. For my people's enjoyment, like illegal employment. My style's low-key, heavy like sub-bass. I walk my own path at a thug's pace. Every now and then I freeze. Something like a B-boy, me boy. I kick like Bruce Lee, boy. Decoys, I shatter like asteroids. Past the soy, these cats need flavor. Got the DJs crossed like a fader. Main reason why I gave ya something for the show. Bumping beats and flow in a sequence, bro. Got me freaking, freaking, freaking seas to blow. But if you're rhyming in T.O., you already done know how the story go. My people go. One for the money, two for the show, three to rock rhymes for people that know. Live from a place called T.O. My fellas get the cash, my ladies get the dough. It go one for the money, two for the show, three to rock rhymes for people that know. Live from a place called T.O. My fellas get the cash, my ladies get the dough. Teens look for dreams in a Heineken bottle.
What?
Through the looking glass, see a grimy Toronto.
Right.
I know what may seem like there is no tomorrow.
Nah.
Full streets, empty cups. Look for dollars to borrow, to buy us a lotto, just to survive in the borough. Dead that, ain't no way that our lives can be hollow. So many lives seeking death in the shallow waters. Kids drowning with no fathers to follow. Daughters of a city colder than the witch's titty. So we holders of the mic need to be more than witty, more than pretty. A Frank Nitty trying to own the city. My words are carefully placed for this war that we face. So put the bottle down, youngster.
and lift your spirit and share it with those amongst you. This world's no monster. I took my last cent to leave my accent and words behind. See, there's more to my mind than conveying a rhyme. I cut my own path once I got out of line. Tapped into the dance like I'm Gregory Hines. So do what you do, dude, I'm going for mines to go. One for the money, two for the show, three to rock rhymes for people that know. Live from a place called T.O. My fellas get the cash, my ladies get the dough. It go one for the money, two for the show, three to rock rhymes for people that know. Live from a place called T.O. My fellas get the cash, my ladies get the dough.
Yeah. And there you have it. Dedicated to the city that made it. Luwap the Dirty General. Handmade music. We signing out.
Yeah, and that's why radio's scared of us, man. Things happening. Funny things happening on a Saturday night. But Luwap made it into the house, man, all the way from the dirty east side all the way through. We got you through the city, man. How'd you think your scenic tour was? You were along Barton East, weren't you?
Yeah, I had to take a look at, you know, the Tim Hortons that you got. I wanted to make sure everything was on point out here in Hamilton.
What I'm going to get you to do, Luwap, is I'm going to get you to trade with our friend Gamma Crush over here, because your microphone's become unplugged, and a lot of people probably didn't hear a lot of what you're saying. I was trying to fine-tune it, and it's just not working out. So we're going to have to trade, and I think Gamma Crush and I might even have to split a mic, man. And we're going to start it off, man. I want people to know what it is that your name's about, but I want people to actually hear what it is that we're saying.
Cool.
Is check mic two. That's a lot
mic
better,
check,
man.
Mic check, check, check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Yeah, now we hear you in stereo, man.
All right.
So, yeah, let people know about Luwap, the name.
The name Luwap. Luwap, the Dirty General, basically. I'm from the, you know, from the era when MCing was MCing. So the name, you know, it's just something, as far as a Dirty General, dirty, you know, got to be rugged. Generally take charge when you step up on a mic. There's no gimmick, no, you know, no BSing. We just come real with it. So
it's a positive thing.
You know what I mean? And that's just it, man. It just, you know, I come from an era when hip-hop, you know, meant something. You got to preserve it. So with that, and then as far as a new CD, The Spick Who Sat By The Door, again, it's just a take on the 70s protest flick, The Spook Who Sat By The Door.
Yes, mm-hmm. And that's the actual name of the album, so no angry letters or anything.
Nah.
Because, yeah, we got Jay saying that, and it's just like, okay.
That is the title, you know, and you know what? You say that, and it's funny, because before I chose the title, right, I approached my brother and I said, you know, I'm going to call that I'm the Spick Who Sat By The Door. And he's like, what? He's like, yo, man, that's so racist. And I was like, how's that racist? You know, and I think it's like,
I didn't know either.
It's like, I don't know, man. It's like, to me, it's like, you know, I can't be defined by a word. Like, we define words. And so if you know, the image of, I guess, the quote unquote spick, if that's what's expected of me, then that gives me the upper hand, because I'm so much more than that. And I'm going to flip that on you. So if you're just looking at the spick who sat by the door, then by the time I walked through it, you didn't even know I was even there. So
it's about breaking down the barriers.
And that's
too,
just
man.
It, yeah, man.
So when the Nas album comes out and everybody knows what the title of that is, it's not okay for you to say it, Jay. All right?
We've had this discussion. N-word. Yeah. It's on censorship for me, man. Sometimes I use it loosely.
It's still a stupid title, though.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I guess, like I said, even with this, you got to listen to the album to really understand the full concept, right? So, I mean, yeah, I mean, right now we can't say that about the Nas album, but until we actually hear the album, then maybe we'll then understand the title, you know what I mean?
That's true. That's always true, man. You can't interpret something by its cover.
Can't judge it by its cover. Word up.
So, released on Handmade Records.
Yep.
It's a nice looking piece of package here. If I want to go pick it up, like, we're going to be listening to it throughout the show, but if I want to pick it up, well, how do I do that, man?
Well, you know what? I made it real easy for everybody. What I did is you go to www.luwap.com and you can actually download it for free. You go there and you take the full album. It's yours. Take it, bootleg it, spread it as a virus. Do whatever you want to do. Just get it out there. Spread it.
www.luwap.com. Yeah, make sure you link that up, right? And you get through and you order up all these. I'm sure all your stuff's there, right?
It is, yeah. I mean, you got, you know, we got the Not a Rebel, More Revolution t-shirts, hoodies. And I mean, this album, The Spick Who Sat By The Door, is basically a collection of tracks that didn't make the full album, which we plan on releasing this year.
So we got more to see in the spring, summer.
Yeah, man,
summer.
We got...
highly anticipated.
We got the albums called The Great Escape. Before that comes, we got a mixtape being put together with my boy PhD, Towards Hip Hop. That's the title of the mixtape album.
How'd you hook up with PhD?
PhD, you know what? I mean, through the wonders of MySpace, man. Homeboy hit me up and he was like, "Yo, I'm feeling your flows," and I checked out his beats. I was like, "I'm feeling the beats." He's like, "Cool, you want them?" I was like, "Yup, send them. We started writing, started recording. And it's been a year now, so we, you know, he's the track that you just heard for The City. That was PhD. Dude's crazy. Dude's like talented.
Yeah, we here at Dope FM been bumping PhD's instrumentals for quite some time. Connecticut's was one of them. And yeah, because the dude is out straight out of Connecticut. So shouts out to PhD. Hook me up with some more of them instrumentals. Keep blessing us with them hot tracks.
No doubt.
So talk to us here about how Luwap started, man, back in the day, a long time ago. We've been talking for a long time, man, thanks to the internet. Back in the times we were talking about 56K. Like, that's a lot, man. 18 hours of the day I had to be hooked up, man. And you're one of the dudes that I tripped upon, man. I believe it was on a Canadian hip-hop site that's no longer available, but it was one of the best resources that was out there. Mm-hmm. And I still have all the pages. I printed them off. I believe it was over 100 pages. Cost me something else because I couldn't print it at home.
That's crazy.
And yeah, and that's how I found you. But I want you to explain to people so that they know out there where you came from, where your influences are at, and how you've grown. Like, because you've been around on this game for a long time.
Yeah,
so just tell people from the start where it begins and just continue from there, man. We'll interject as we need.
I mean, really, it started... I'm from El Salvador, born in El Salvador, and I remember listening, you know, to hip-hop, not understanding the language because I didn't speak English or understood it. Once I came here, first track I heard was Paid in Full, Eric B. Rakim, and that was it, man. From there, it was just like, I knew, you know what I mean? It's like, once you heard Paid in Full, I was just like, nah, this is like, I loved it. So
I still drop that a few times a year, man.
That's like, you know what I mean? It's just one of those tracks, like, I smile when I even think about it because it's classic. So from then, you know, just falling in love with hip hop, man. Just, but I always loved like the intricacies of wordplay and MCing and spoken word. So, just started dabbling with it, and you know what I mean. Came high school times, and you start writing, start performing, start trying to get in a couple open mics, and that's when Planet Mars was around. And Planet Mars was big, man. I mean, like, you go down there, and if you wanted to know what ciphers were, like, that's where you had to be, like. You know, so that's where you really sharpen the skills, freestyling. And you'd catch dudes from like Nefarious, Monolith.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Like Marvel.
Nefarious.
You know what I mean? It was just classic, man.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course, I mean, Eric B. Yeah, that Paid in Full, that was like the first like experimental hip hop joint on a production tip, no question. Explain to me, because I ain't from, you know, GTO.
Hey.
Yes, GTA, GTO, yeah, GTO. Something I learned. It's not a good thing. Not a good thing. But explain me more about this, because I'm from the GH, I'm from Steel City, so I'm not really familiar with this Planet Mars thing. What's that all about?
Well, Planet Mars was, back in the day, I guess, the equivalent of the Lyricist Lounge. Yeah, I mean, so New York's Lyricist Lounge, we had Planet Mars. Like, you would walk in, picture a small basement, maybe max 20 people capacity, but we had like 50, 60 dudes up in there.
Yeah.
And you, one corner, you got people breaking. Other corner, you got a couple ciphers going on. Stage, open mic. You got DJs. I mean, you had turnstiles come through. You had DJ SOS. You had, Grouch. You know what I mean? It was like, come on. Like, it was just nonstop. It was like hip-hop heaven, man. And we had that. And it was just, you know, such a great time to be around to develop, because
there's no time for it anymore.
Like there was just the amount of talent, you know what I mean, and raw talent that was there. And we all fed off each other and fed off of that.
Yeah, and everybody's out doing their own thing now, man.
You know what I mean?
You hear about Grouch and all these dudes that you're bringing up. And they're so busy that time won't come around again. And now the next generation is doing their thing. But some of us are coming back.
That was a golden era. I don't know what was going down then, but that was around that golden era of hip hop, no doubt.
Yeah, no doubt. But you know what? It's like, it's true. Like what you're saying. Like everybody's out doing their thing, but I think that with that, all of us out doing our own thing, coming together. You know what I mean? We're at that stage now where we've all tried to do our own thing, and everybody always talks about, you know, the Canadian hip hop scene, but you know, we define that scene. We determine how strong that scene is. You know, whether we come together or not. So we're all out there doing our thing, but you know what I mean? Like, yo, Marvel's album, No Streets.
I was just talking with Marvel. Both of us were last night about it. So,
if we don't support our own man, like, you know, ain't nobody gonna do it. So we gotta check for each other, and you know what I mean, and continue to push each other.
Yeah, i.e. Facebook. There's a lot of them groups. Yeah, that's support right there. I mean, I think the past week I've like joined so many groups, you know, Toronto Hip Hop Underground and Alternative Hip Hop and all them. And that's support right there. No question.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess back then, you know, Planet Mars, I mean, we weren't so internet savvy in a sense. Like we were all out there, you know, networking with each other. That way we were networking face-to-face. But now with everybody, you know, being on the go or whatever, so it's great that you have, you know, your Facebook, your MySpace or whatever, to keep people up to date and, you know, keep everybody in the loop.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure Steel City had a little something like that, because I grew up in Stony Creek. But, I mean, we also had Concrete Canvas or whatever.
Yeah,
a lot of people was exchanging, you know, contacts and whatnot there.
And in Concrete Canvas, we had the 416, right? Which is the same type of thing, the whole graph.
Yeah, I think I remember something like that.
So, like I said, man, it's like, you know, we all had our own little, you know, where we did our groundwork. And now that we're out there doing our thing, it's time to, you know, kind of come back, regroup. You know, I mean, this year is big, man. You got Theo's coming out with an album, Theo 3, Theology Crazy.
Just here. Just today.
You know. Shad K's album,
yes.
Crazy. You know, and it's like, as far as handmade music, my label, I mean, it's not just as a label where, you know, I'm only going to push and promote our artists, but I mean, it's just handmade music. We're all out there doing this, our own work, you know what I mean? So we're trying to bring light to everybody's doing something positive and something, you know, quality.
So speaking of handmade, is there anybody we got to have a need to look out for this year from Handmade?
Besides myself, Lou Ivan,
yes,
Dirty General.
Of course. Highly anticipated.
You got my man Roach Uno. Roach Uno, this kid.
Yeah.
Yo. I'm talking wordplay. Like,
I just linked up with him last night for something to do. I was looking on your Facebook to get a little more dirty on you, man, so we could talk. But it doesn't open up too much of a world, man. You have to actually talk to us, man. This is where it gets interactive, man, for real.
Yeah,
this
man.
Is,
Roach,
this ain't no...
Roach, you got to check for... PhD is going to come with a beat album as well this year. So, I mean, you know, Handmaid's trying to step it up, man. We're trying to do some big things. We got... You know, my album, The Great Escape. We got the What's Hip Hop mixtape. We got Roach's album in the works. PhD's beat tape. And I'm also working on trying to put a book together. So we're just trying to, you know, just put everything out there, man. Just
hardcover?
Yeah, trying to get the hardcovers out there, man. You know what I mean?
Which publisher have you gotten that far into looking about publishing?
You know what? Right now, it's basically just in the works of, like, collecting things. I mean, it's just collections of, you know, pieces as far as, like, poetry, whatever, spoken word, lyrics, and just give you more insight. Yeah, I mean, as to who the Dirty General is and whatnot.
That's serious, man. And you can obviously get that when it's out on your website.
Through the website, of course, yeah.
All right. You know what I mean? Why don't we take a few minutes, drop another track on the people, give them another reason why they've got to be supporting Luwap.
No doubt.
We'll drop one more off your new one here, and then we're going to go back in time a little bit, since we were talking a little bit more about back in time. But yeah, let's take another one off of here, man. What suits you? I haven't heard My Revolution remix yet, and I would like to hear that.
Yeah, you got Stickman on that. Big up Stickman. Elohim Marino as well is on that.
Yes. Anybody else who got a big up on the album?
Devon Brown's on the hook. Production, DJ Catalyst. DJ Catalyst is crazy. Big up Catalyst.
Big up. Big up.
Big up Dope FM.
Yes. Don't forget, each and every Saturday night. And keep us locked, man, because we're coming back with Luwap in a few minutes here. We're going to be dropping a track for him right now. My Revolution remix and featuring Stickman. And who else is on here, man?
Elohim Marino.
Whoa, you got these names that I can barely pronounce, man.
Keep your toes.
Let's keep it locked, man. Dope FM, CFMU.